After this past weekend's protests by white nationalist and neo-Nazi groups in Charlottesville, Virginia, some attention has turned to whether those groups exist here in Vermont. There's evidence that they do to some extent. Some Burlington residents watching coverage from Vice News recognized a local man participating in the marches. The Southern Poverty Law Center also designates Burlington as the site of one group organized through the neo-Nazi website The Daily Stormer. 7 Days deputy news editor Sasha Goldstein has been covering this, and he joins me now. Hi, Sasha.
Hey, Henry. Thanks for having me.
So you spoke with 28-year-old Ryan Roy, the Burlington man who appeared in the Vice News coverage, and it seems that he confirmed to you that he considers himself a white nationalist. What are his views, and how have they changed over time?
So friends of his, or former friends of his that I spoke to, knew him as a teenager to have leftist views, and he described himself that same way. And he said as he got older, he realized that none of that leftist stuff made sense. And he said he became more libertarian and read more and more. I think he was a fan of Alex Jones's. He would read sort of the conspiracy theory type information online. And now he does describe himself as a white identitarian, which is an offshoot of white nationalist. It's the one and the same. And, you know, he's believes in the separation of whites and other cultures. He spoke out against, you know, refugees. He believes in white heritage and white pride.
And did he say what it motivated him to go down to Charlottesville for this rally?
He didn't say specifically what motivated him. I think he wanted to be part of this rally. He said being there really reinforced his ideas that this was a real movement.
So after that, some folks here recognized him in this Vice News video, and you reported that Roy has been suspended from his job at Uno Pizzeria. Did the company elaborate on why they decided to take that step?
When I spoke to them yesterday, they said that it was for his participation in the Charlottesville rally. It sounds like some outlets are reporting now that he's actually been fired. They were getting messages on their Facebook page saying, you know, you employ a Nazi, you know, and I think that for a corporate chain is not a good look.
From your reporting, you've also focused on this one group that's been identified by the Southern Poverty Law Center in Burlington. What do we know about that group that's been organized through the Daily Stormer in Burlington?
Right. So the founder of the Daily Stormer, this guy named Andrew Anglin, began these things called book clubs last year. And it's basically a forum for like-minded neo-Nazis to talk about issues and actually arrange meetups. You know, some pretty nasty things said on there. A lot of the things they organized, it looked like they did in personal messages or offline and found other ways to communicate. But yes, that book club earned Burlington a spot on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate map. And I think people had seen that and sort of thought, oh, maybe this website is based here. But it actually is just because of this book club that they've earned this designation.
Well, finally, your interview with Ryan Roy, the man who went down to the Charlottesville march, that got personal. Can you walk us through exactly what happened?
So, yeah, of course, I introduced myself. I said, hey, you know, Ryan, my name's Sasha Goldstein. And I think right from that, he immediately thought Jewish person. I think he has very anti-Semitic views. That was clear throughout our conversation and the things he said about Jews. And towards the end, as we were wrapping up this very civil conversation, he started asking me about if I was Jewish and I was sort of taken aback, but I guess not totally surprised. And I said, you know, does that bother you? Does that change anything? And he said, no, it doesn't. But, and I said, so what, why does it matter? And he said, because that makes me think that you might lie about me. And that sort of really spoke to me about the mindset of this guy that, he doesn't trust people that are different than him. That's sort of what it seemed like to me, and it was shocking.
Yeah, Sasha Goldstein is deputy news editor with 7 Days. Thanks, Sasha.
Thank you.